So I just want to say that I have been in Kansas City for 4 days around Southerners, and then Rochelle is talking, and she's from Tennessee. So if I start to speak Southern, know that it's just because I've been enveloped in it lately. So, okay, good. Okay, great. So I am very excited about World Communion Sunday. I love World Communion Sunday. It's such a special day for the Christian community. And so today, I want to focus on remembering the table, remembering the bread, remembering Jesus, remembering we are a community, and remembering how we can follow Jesus' example. So how many of you remember a time, remember a time when you sat around the table with your family or friends and shared a meal? Do you have that in your head? All right, lots of hands. Do you have that in your head? Okay. And so what did you eat? What's your favorite meal that has been prepared? And I'm asking you this, and on the count of three, I want you to just speak it out loud, okay? Your favorite thing, your favorite meal or favorite food served. 1, 2, 3. All right. So there are so many different foods that you all love, and the meal that was served. And I bet that meal, not only the taste of the food was special, but I bet that the company that was around you is what made the meal so incredibly special, right? So, when I was a kid, I remember going to a restaurant, any restaurant, but in particular, I remember, I think it was Sam's Lakeside up in Brewerton, and we would go up there and, you know, the drink order, so it's my family, like my extended family, so my grandparents and my brother and I and my parents, and usually there was a couple other people there too. And so drink orders are taken, all that good stuff, and then the bread comes to the table. And this is before we were watching our carbs. We weren't concerned about that when I was a kid. And so we all just grabbed for that bread. Does anyone else have this experience that bread hits the table and you're like, all, you know, you're all fending for yourselves. You're just grabbing that piece of bread. And I know that things have changed. I know that we don't eat as much bread as we used to when I was a kid because we're watching our carbs and we're also, you know, some of us are gluten-free or gluten intolerant. But boy, oh boy, did that bread taste so good. Do you remember what the bread smells like? You smell that? And what about when you feel it? What does bread feel like in your hands? Sometimes it's crunchy on the outside, like you feel it, and it's crunchy on the outside, but the inside is a little more squishy. Sometimes it's all nice and squishy, right? And what does it feel like when you bite it? A lot of times I like to dip my bread in soup or maybe in sauce. And you take that first bite of bread and, ooh, yum. Sometimes it's crunchy on the outside and squishy on the inside, and sometimes it's just one big bite and, ooh, yum. And then once it's in our mouth, what does it taste like? You guys remember this yummy bread taste? Soft. And so as you eat it, and we talk about this, and you watch this video of bread coming out of the oven, who here is longing for bread? Anyone here ready? Ready? Okay, yeah. The choir is very excited about bread. And so, this is what God is thinking of us. The way that we are longing for that bread, the way we're longing for this Holy Communion in which we're going to eat bread, God is ready, longing for us to connect with God, longing for that connection, the way that we're so longing for that bread right now. And lucky us, God sent Jesus so that we could know and experience what God was like on earth, so that we could learn from Jesus and all those great things that he did to teach us in both word and in experience. He was walking the talk, wasn't he? This Jesus guy. He was walking the talk. And Jesus had so many different experiences and different people around the table, didn't he? He sat with all different kinds of people, not just people that looked like him or had the same job as him, but all kinds of people were at Jesus' table. And as he sat with people at the table, he talked to them about other people, other ethnicities, other classes, and how we can interact lovingly with them. Jesus also taught us about God's love and forgiveness, and how much God loves and forgives us every day. So the night before Jesus died, he sat around a table with his crew, right? With the disciples. And what he did is he took that bread, this ordinary food, bread that was probably served at every meal, and he thanked God for this bread, because we don't always have food on our table. Jesus thanked God for this bread, and then he shared his bread, this bread, in community around the table with all of the disciples. He did this in community. He didn't take each disciple and go to a corner in secret and do this, did he? He stayed right together at that table, and they received this bread from Jesus all together in community. So, this ordinary bread that we eat often, right? I'm wondering, how often do you eat bread? Do you eat bread every day? A few times a day? Jesus said, do this, eat this bread, and remember me. So every time we're eating this bread, we can, we should, we are called, we are told, we are taught to remember Jesus. Remember what Jesus taught. Remember how Jesus lived by example and how he served people around him. And Jesus didn't take, oh, I already did that one. So we eat bread in a community. And today, how lucky are we? We are not just eating bread in a community here on the corner of East Genesee Street and University Avenue. We are eating this bread, receiving Holy Communion in the world. All over the world, Christians will be receiving Holy Communion in community. So we're not in this alone. We're in this together. And we're all called to live in community, no matter where we come from, what we look like, the job we have or don't have, the house we live in or the house we don't have. We are called to live in community and to serve. We are sharing this meal across human-made boundaries of states and nations. And as we receive Holy Communion, we remember Jesus went beyond the boundaries because Jesus was about sitting together in community. He was about uniting all humanity in God's love. So, as I said, Jesus taught us, but Jesus wasn't just about words. He was also about action. And so we are called to serve as Jesus did. We are called to live a life of compassion and mercy, to seek justice, to make sure that around us justice is happening, and to live in love. Our scripture today from Luke reminds us of this. We are called to serve just because we are. And how do we do this? Our first scripture referenced how the author was wondering, how and why hasn't this happened? I've been asking for so long. But the scripture reminds us we're to listen and to pray. Our city and our world give us so many opportunities to live out our lives as Jesus did, with love and with service. After worship today, there's going to be a church fair. It's kind of set up like a science fair. And at this science fair, or this church fair, there are a whole bunch of different booths, different tables in which you can come and check out the ministries that happen in this community. So within our congregation and outside of this congregation. You know, one of the great things about this congregation is that we don't just serve here in this congregation. I know so many of you are in service outside of church. I know this. And I know you also serve inside a church. So what a great testimony to people living this out. Now, following Jesus is hard. I found this picture and I loved it. It is hard. But I invite you to come downstairs and just get a little glimpse into all the different ways you might be able to serve in this community and in this city. Now, some things are just a little dipping a toe in, just a little bit. Okay, I'll try to do this. And then there's some other things that you can pray about that involve maybe a commitment monthly or a commitment weekly. So know that there's all different ministries that happen in and through this church. So, the bread. Let's go back to that. Do you remember what that bread tastes like? Are you ready to remember Jesus and to taste this bread at Holy Communion? Are you ready to have your spirit renewed? Because when we receive Holy Communion, we are renewing ourselves both physically through the act of eating and drinking, but we also are renewed spiritually through community and the power of remembering Jesus. So I'm wondering, are you longing to know more about this Jesus guy? I know I am. I need to know more. I'm very curious about this Jesus guy, and I need to know more. Let's remember and learn together in our community of Christians, and let's get started by serving God's people and do as Jesus taught us in word and in action. So today we remembered the table, we remembered the bread, we remembered Jesus as the bread of life, and we remembered that we're a part of a community. And we also remembered that to follow Jesus is to follow Jesus in word and through service.